Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
For rap music's biggest online archive of legends and pioneer interviews as well as underground music from around the globe, visit us now at UGSforLife.com.
Yeah! President Beta! Murder Master Music Show! Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show today. This right here is where the real rap at. A fuck pilot. We doing what we love just to hear it play back. This is where the real is at.
The Young Castro from the Outlaw.
It's your boy Al Capone.
What's that? And it's Bootleg the Rap Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, it's your boy Al Capone.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shot.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Yo, yo, yo. What up, though? This is E-Shot. You're listening to the Murder Music Show with Scott Beta. You heard me?
You don't understand me, I got a split personality, showing you a different side of reality. Late night walking down the street with a butcher knife, cold jabbing in your stomach and watch your vomit. Some say I'm sick, hard to get with, from the body to psychotic dick with red rum. I gotta get me some, so where's my next victim? Little old lady walking down the block, hit her in the back of the head with a rock. Dum dum diddy dum dum diddy dum dum, red rum. Somebody with some food, I say, give me that.
Every day this week, trying to anyway, bring in my co-host for the evening, the one, the only, Devil Six. What's up, brother?
What's going on, man? Full circle. Remember, one of the first graphics I did for this show, if not for you, man, was the E-Shawn promo for the OG Murder Master Music Show back on Indie Shits.
Yeah, way back in the day, you know what I'm saying? We actually met through, it all leads back to E-Shawn with us, man, because we met through Bitch Ass Shahid, who was working the Mastermind album over at Darker Sound, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And,
Darker
you
Clowns.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah,
company.
Darker Clowns, you know what I'm saying? With Shahid, he's in the ground, so it's pretty dark
down
there.
We'll see him eventually, and I'm going to get my money back, motherfucker. Trust
it. Yeah, definitely, you know. But I'll tell you what, man, tonight's show is something special, man, because I'm a day oneer. I go all the way back to 1990. I mean, I didn't have the fucking red tape because I wasn't living in Michigan. But at the same token, right now you got a lot of these juggalo faggots running around trying to say that now they're even going as far to say that ICP didn't get the clown imagery from Isham, when in actuality they admitted themselves that they did. They're trying to say that they weren't influenced by Isham, when in actuality they admitted themselves that they did. You juggalo motherfucking idiots are the stupidest fucking morons on the goddamn planet. And it just makes me sick.
Not just that, these motherfuckers, they look stupid and smell fucking disgusting. You disgusting gross motherfuckers, wash hair, take regular showers, because y'all make me sick to my stomach. Just your very presence just makes the fucking hair of my nostrils curl up. Disgusting, all of you.
Yeah,
Not just that, man. ICP, you know, it's too, before ICP, they don't want to admit this shit. Before they even was fucking with listening to Bite Isham, they was doing some fake gangster shit. It was an inner city posse or some nonsense before they became the clown posse.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers just straight style jacked after they saw Homie the Clown. They said, fuck it, ooh, we like this. And they started adding all this little fucking goofy horror shit to their repertoire. And it was
exactly.
Just that goofy horror shit. It was just a bunch of soulless fucking shock for shock's fucking sake. It was nonsense. Isham shit at least was fucking gritty. It was modern day blues. And that other
shit was
modern day garbage.
I mean, you heard that song right there. He was talking about the governor, you know what I'm saying, giving him food stamps and shit, you know. I mean, he always had an underlying message. His shit wasn't just evil, wicked, and dark. evil, wicked, and dark. That's what acid does to your brain, folks. But his shit always had an underlying message in it. You know, whether you listen to songs like Mama Was a Junkie or Devilish Mood or, you know, there's always something that Isham had to say. But I want to speak. If I was speaking directly to Isham, this is what I would tell him. Dude, get the fuck up off your ass and defend your fucking shit. Defend your real-life product. Because you sold us this shit. We're the ones that went out and bought your albums. And you had one hell of a catalog, so you know what the fuck we had to spend to get all these fucking albums. You know, as a kid, saving up $10.99 to go to Coconuts and buy a CD, that was a lot of money for little kids, especially when you didn't have shit. And to do that over and over again, so, you know, sometimes 3-4 times a year, you know what I'm saying? But all the while, you're sitting here telling us, you know what I'm saying, the wicked shit will never die, and I created this, you know, this is just a real-life product, blah, blah, blah. Well, now there's a dude that has an album called, I don't even know the name.
Fucking faggot named Chance. Here's the sad part. All you gotta do, folks, this is the worst part, I think, about the whole thing. Google acid rap, YouTube acid rap, Yahoo acid rap. Just that term alone. Those of y'all who grew up with Isham and not as know that term acid rap. That's what fucking Isham shit is, acid rap. But now if you Google it, it's this other motherfucker shit popping up.
You don't even see Isham or not as. You got to dig down deep, you know, page after page to find that shit because of this guy. And what's Isham doing? Not a goddamn thing. You know what I'm saying? What happened to the wicked shit will never die? What happened to all that shit you said to us back when we were kids? And here we are, 2013. You're releasing this dubstep shit. You know, first of all, that's got me fucked up, too. I think your biggest mistake was when you went to psychopathic or psycho whack shit, as you would say, Six. When you went to those clowns, it disgusted me in two ways. Number one, these dudes bit everything you had. Everything. Yeah, I'm not just talking about the homie don't play clown shit. I'm talking about the whole style of music. They even labeled their shit wicked shit after you had came out with songs like Some Old Wicked Shit. Okay, then you go to these dudes, you sign to them, and you pretty much just change up everything, you know. And I'm not trying to diss Isham at all. I'm just sitting here trying to be like Mickey, you and Rocky's here. Get up, you son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. You know, basically trying to say, do something about this. What the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you just sitting there? Why does it take your fans, your followers, the people that fucking loved your music and grew up off it, why does it take us to stand up to these cocksuckers? Why ain't you here with us is my fucking question. But, you know, hopefully it'll get answered eventually. But if it don't, this is my way of paying homage to Isham. I'm always going to love the catalog, the wicked years, as I call it, 89 to 91. And
the greatest shit ever.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it was ahead of its time.
Hell of a catalog.
It still can't be fucked with. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I mean, back in the day.
Any of them would stack up to this shit today.
Back in the day, you were telling people to quit biting your style. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you got tired of telling them or what it is, but man, you need to come back and really, really get these motherfuckers. You need to get Mastermind, TNT. You need to get that Nada shit popping off the way it should be and take back this fucking shit. You know what I'm saying?
Bring that
take
shit back
this
and
wicked
and
shit.
Acid Rap needs to be taking back that fucking title. How you gonna let this fucking goofy motherfucking tight pants get away with that shit? Nice, his whole album. If you look at his fucking fans, they're just fucking discounting your shit as nothing. Just like, oh no, that's not even nothing. This is Acid Rap right here, and they're showing this fucking faggot in tight pants with a bitch ass cover as the new face of Acid Rap.
Yeah. They're phasing out everything that we grew up off of. I mean, you look at like where you're at in the Bay Area. Who's one of the main representatives of the Bay right now? Little B. You know what I'm saying? And you look at this whole Acid Rap shit. Who's the guy that's representing Acid Rap? Some dude Chance. I mean, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? But
don't let
we're gonna get right
you
off into some music, man. Fuck this shit, Six. Fuck these motherfuckers.
Hey, call in. Hey, call in. You got the fucking number, Ishan. 714-409-0548. Call
in. Yeah, we posted this shit on Ishan's page two, 3 days ago. I tweeted this shit to him. I've been at him for months to come on the show. He don't even want to come on the show and address things. He even fucking defriended me. And folks, those of you who know anything about me, you know what I'm saying, in my history, I'm the one that got Isham in the fucking murder dog. You know what I'm saying? I've been nothing but helpful to this guy. And I'm still trying to help him. Why? Well, I mean, I shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Because to me, the music he's making now ain't nothing to compare to this shit that we're playing tonight. Because, you know what I'm saying, you were right about one thing. The wicked shit will never die because it's set in stone, and here it is right here, right now.
Holy God, fuck. the wicked shit. Thinking when they don't L, why I kick the wicked shit because I don't give a fuck. Thinking when they don't L, why this is my song with you. I kick the wicked shit. Kick the wicked shit. Some more wicked shit. I be the nigga with the 357 chrome plated. America's most player hated and frustrated. Suicide deal on my mind, I contemplated. Murdered more niggas, dead bodies premeditated. Born and brought up in Detroit, a street educated. Everything I do in this life is still drug related. Do my dirt by my lonely, so nigga, I'm isolated. Many motherfuckers wanna see me incarcerated. Check the condition, stiff body in position. Body bag bloody from my murder composition. Niggas on suspicion, get them broke. Like new edition, piece of transmission from the street politician. Pop, pop, pop to the dome. I'm the lack, chrome, chrome still shining, and I'm grinning cause my mind's gone. Murder, murder, murder's all I scream when I squeeze glocks. Number one way to kill a thug when the slug's hot. I'm yelling out, die,
die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die,
where every nigga got a dope case. Scrapping for $5 at night, I hear niggas holler all in my head. These bloody visions of my city streets, that's why when I roll, keep the gat on the front seat. Niggas will murder me if I let them, cause they jealous, ho. Fuck what you heard, I be dope like a half a bird. Schizophrenic, manic, the shit is senseless. All I wanna do is see you bleed, cause I'm relentless. The days of grace have long passed in the aftermath. Wicked is ways, turn your cities into bloodbath. Manic depressive, I'm the nigga with the death wish. Snitch on me, I put a slug in your esophagus. Don't fuck around if you can't stand the consequence. Detroit niggas to make your punk ass pass. It's all in my head, been suicidal since my date of birth. Niggas been plotting to murder me, but I murder first. I'm yelling out, die.
Oh, today be time for me to get up. Niggas get lit up when I set shit up. Ain't no singing, so get that shit straight. Bitches go sing about me so they masturbate. No singing at my funeral to let you know. Each I'm dope, ho, and ever so-so. The black devil gets funky in the joint. And fuck the police in East Point. Young motherfucking ass rebel. Call me unholy, you're the black devil. Each I'm ain't nothing to fuck with. And if you're talking some shit, you better duck quick.
Underlining messages, man. That right there, for those of you that did read between the lines, that was basically on some come together anti-racism shit too. He's like, you know, whether poor or rich, white or black, you know, one thing's guaranteed: we're all guaranteed to die. I mean, come on, what the fuck? But I love how that shit changed up, man. That's
that classic right there, killer. Yeah, that shit
coming out the cash.
There really ain't nothing out these days that fucking compares with that. That little switcher right there, and here, it's like you can hear the coffin fucking rocking, and then shit kicks up. And the shit out here nowadays, it's just a bunch of faggots in tight jeans talking about fucking they're doing shit on acid now. Like, that's brand new, huh? So I guess doing drugs on music is brand new too. All that shit.
It was 20 years ago.
Fucking faggots. These fucking faggot ass kids are acting like it's new now.
20 fucking years ago, and still these fucking juggalos who think ICP's music is so great. Number one, their concepts are stolen, they're bitten. Number two, the rhymes are just fucking awful.
I just gotta say, magnets. These motherfuckers said magnets are a goddamn miracle. And you know what I'm saying? When you say something like that in one of your lines, if it ain't like a straight comedy routine, which I think these fuckers are just straight bewildered by shit like magnets because they're naturally stupid.
Yeah.
It's fucking retarded. It's a horrible branch of music, and the fans are equally awful.
Or what about fucking Violent J saying that he got his inspiration from the butterfly? What the fuck does that mean? He got his inspiration from a fucking butterfly. I remember reading that shit in the Murder. I mean, come on. Well, are you people serious? The Magic Carnival? You guys are going to come together from all over the country, all over the world, to go to the Magic Carnival. You know what the Magic Carnival is? You know what the Magic Carnival is? It's not a bunch of magical things and fucking leprechauns and fairies. Well, it is fairies. But it's a bunch of dirty, smelly, filthy, shitbag, meth-headed, dumb motherfuckers gathering together to share their STDs, their drugs, and their fucking stupidity. These fucking idiots. And people, I mean, ICP literally convinced however million thousands of people, grown men my age, grown men your age, to go out and paint their faces, to name their kids after Joker's card albums, I've seen pictures of kids that were baptized in clown makeup. Brought home from the hospital, the great Malenko onesie outfits. Jesus Christ.
Hey, Fred, I hate to encourage bullying in the school system, but kids out there, it's a green light on any kid named after a fucking Joker card. Take that motherfucker for all of his lunch money, him his bitch ass up and sock him in his dumb lips. Fuck that shit.
You imagine little
Malenko walking around, little fucking big-headed dummy? Oh, there's Malenko.
But you gotta feel sorry for that kid because look at his parents. I mean, can you imagine if the first thing you see is you open up your eyes and you see something with multicolored hair, 50,000 piercings, crusted booger snot shit hanging off of nose rings, and 10,000 festers and pimples. Can you
fucking
see in that?
The fucking sticky fago everywhere with the dirty fingers. Yeah.
I'd close my eyes immediately and pray that somebody would drop me as soon as possible. And I'd fucking hemorrhage and die.
Imagine an elderly aging juggalo, because as this generation starts to get older, they're going to be fucking senior citizens painting their dumb faces. Can you imagine how that's going to fucking look? We grew up in an era where our elders look like respectable folks, man, like hats and suits and shit. You know, looking fucking sleek. Now the elders are going to look like fucking clowns? Are you serious? Get the fuck out of here.
Like this dumb fuck who put up this video called Juggalos vs. Suicidalists, where he's trying to say that ICP didn't steal anything from Eshawn, when they completely admitted that he was their number one biggest influence. You fucking, your hero, your violent gay, admitted that shit. He fucking admitted it.
And Shaggy loves dicks. Fuck all of them.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what does it tell you about two men that like to pour soda on each other? You know,
Bukkakis at the concerts. How gay is that when a bunch of the fans pretty much line up in the front and fucking ICP and all their goddamn face-painted cronies pull out these fucking big-ass soda bottles and whip them out like fucking phalluses and give the crowd bukkakis on the faces? You people are pretty much having a circle jerk, and you are all a bunch of the crackers in that jerk. Just getting covered in the fucking spoons, and they're eating up all the money instead of the cracker itself. You people fucking suck.
It's fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Inspiration from a butterfly.
They're like LARPers. They're like fucking LARPers because they're living in a fantasy. They're living in a goddamn a world that they shouldn't be living in. You know, you should be out being productive, trying to make something out of your life. Instead, you want to follow these two douchebags around the country. But hey,
you should see the shit they have for sale at their fucking store, though, man. They have a full on ninja outfit. I remember at one point they had a fucking ninja costume. It's so stupid. Do you remember the shit back in the day? Remember Black Belt magazine? They had this shit like the ninja outfits and the Chinese
Shokusuki and shit and the Revenge of the Ninja.
Like
your little rubber foam fucking Chinese stars. Yeah, I had all that shit.
Motherfuckers, dude. They fucking bought a surplus of these old ass fucking Black Belt magazine issue costumes and just sold fucking ICP patches on it. It was the gayest shit I ever saw.
You know what, man? I had that shit. I collected the nunchucks and the ninja shit, but I was 7. I was 35.
You were looking at assassins. You were looking at fucking ninjas, not goddamn clown painted fags.
It's just fucking repulsive to me. It's very fucking repulsive.
You ever hear the dumb chants that magic ninja whoop garbage is some of the gayest shit ever? Hey, here's a story. Shout out to Scan. I went out to go see Eshawn at one point in Frisco. And I was sitting in the fucking outside, right, smoking, trying to mind my business and not be annoyed by these twits, and these fucking family, magic ninja, something, swing or dumb hatchets in the dust. I didn't fucking know, but it was some of the gayest sudden shit ever. And I was amazed at just the sight of humanity I was witnessing. Dude. I was seeing little kids. It was like watching all the age groups. I saw really fucking like 40-year-old men to little kids dressed as clowns. It was,
it was like
I'm going to the circus.
You could have gotten killed there. You could have legitimately gotten killed.
I was like one of the handful who didn't look like a goddamn twit. I saw one person in like a RLP shirt, and the rest of these fucks had like a like goddamn face paint on and fucking juggalo jester chains and shit on, whatever the fuck they were looking like. So me and that other guy, me and the other poor guy right there, could have got mobbed up and got stomped in by some clown-faced idiots.
Yeah.
That's why, hey, shouts out to that scandal, because he got me in free, because I wouldn't have to pay for that bullshit. With the fucking, I'm not going to see Dark Lotus, Hocus Pocus, Majokus. I'm not going to see ICP. Dude, I went to Eshawn set, and I dipped out to the fucking titty bar, and that's a rest in peace to the Market Street Cinema. One day we'll be reunited. But, fucking horrible. ICP, your fans, they stink just like your music.
Yeah, definitely. We got 248. Let's see who this is. Is this a juggalo? Who the fuck is this? 248.
Hey, what's up, Prez?
Oh, hey, what's up, man? I got you misconstrued for somebody else, man, or misconfused.
It's not a juggalo.
No, I'm about ready to attack.
That's good, man. How you doing,
ready,
brother?
Ready to call you all kinds
good,
of
man.
Names. What's going on?
Just listen to the show. I wanted to weigh in on this because this is a big topic here.
Yeah, you're right there in the thick of it where it all started.
Yeah, true.
What are your thoughts on just everybody's style jacking Esham, but not only that, but Esham not really just pretty much just laying low, not even letting nothing. I mean, just not even addressing anything.
You know, I'm sure he has his own reasons for this.
Yeah.
And all we can do is sort of speculate on why that is. My personal speculation, just because of what I've seen in his, you know, his Facebook feed the last couple months, what he's posting, that type of shit. It seems like he's kind of having regrets. The type of music he's made in the past. You know what I mean? I'm getting the sense that he's sort of, you know, and this, you know, I know how, you know, UGS, very anti-religion. I understand that. I get that. But I think Esham's kind of getting a little bit of religion in him now, and he's starting to really regret all that 666 shit, 666 shit, and the, you know, anti-Christianity type of stuff. That's my take. That's my perception. You know, I could be wrong. But I think that because of all his day one fans, they love that shit. Everyone loves that shit. I remember
that's
that.
That's what they want,
you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And EU, six, all of us grew up on that. You know what I mean? That in the 90s, that's we bumped every single fucking day. You know, whatever we were doing. We were playing Boomin' Words from Hell. We were playing Dead Flowers. We were playing that green CD. What the fuck was that one called?
Closed Casket.
Yeah.
Those first fucking three CDs, man, that was the soundtrack to everything back then, for us at least. But I think now, later on in life, you know, you move on, you get some perspective on things. I think he's kind of really regretting that. That's my take on it. What do you guys
think?
Well, I
mean, that could be. You know what my take is? My take is this. He's sitting back, he's seeing all these people, you know what I'm saying, jack his shit, and especially ICP, you know, because I believe ICP stole the most from him. And I think it's just got to get under his skin. He probably just had enough of all these juggalos coming to him, complaining that you didn't start shit, you know, ICP didn't take nothing from you. And I mean, because they've been going at him. He even issued a fucking apology or some shit online. Did you see that, Six?
Yep, I saw all those little videos.
He issued an apology to the Juggalos. It's like, come on, dude. You don't owe them nothing. They owe you a fucking apology for not even knowing the fucking history. You know what I'm saying?
You created their genre. You know, they don't want to believe it or not.
That was a
there's
couple
no
years
telling.
Ago, though, right?
Yeah, that was a few years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know what his deal is lately, but, you know, all I know is, man, when you go back into the early 90s, you had some hardcore shit out there. You had the Ghetto Boys, of course. You had N.W.A., which you had fucking Esham. He was right there with them. I remember seeing video footage of Dionne Warwick. She was tearing up the Snoop Dogg Doggy Style poster. Right next to it was Esham's "Kill the Fetus." You know what I'm saying? So I mean, they were going after him too. It's crazy though to see today, you know, that there's this queer with this acid rap album doesn't even know shit about it. He wasn't even born, you know what I'm saying, 25 years ago.
Yeah, that's retarded.
Get on Google and research.
YouTube, Google, Yahoo, any major site, Bing. It's now this fucking new motherfucker. Like, really? And the reaction from his fans are him, like, oh, my God, he's groundbreaking. He's doing his record on acid. No one's ever done it. These fuckers are really believing that. And once you address it, you sound like they make you out to be some bitter old motherfucker who needs to be quiet. You know, that's what fucking disgusts me about this whole game, though, is that they're quick to erase the history and try to remake it with some goofy-ass horseshit version.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, so you did some acid and made a record or something or did a song, whatever. Kid Rock was doing that back in the late 80s. That was his thing, doing acid, making records. And nobody cares about that anymore. But now, you know, 20 years later, this is so revolutionary, really?
It's almost like what musician hasn't done something while doing a goddamn album, you idiot? This motherfucker isn't groundbreaking shit.
What they want to do, it's like they copy and paste. They want to erase history and then rewrite it with their own shit and claim it as their own thing. But then they delete what they copied and pasted originally.
Oh, sure.
And that's what they're doing. And that's what they're doing to Eshawn. That's what they're doing to Nas. I do want to say, I want to salute Mastermind because he's I don't know where TNT's at, but Mastermind's the only one that's been consistent with the Wicked shit since day one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He never left the style, never did any dubstep or weird shit. You know, so I definitely want to salute him. But this is one of my favorite songs. I want to play this one, man. This is Word After Word. I mean, this is coming from 1989, 1990. Man, back then, you couldn't get realer than this. And even to this day, here 23, 24 years later, this shit's still killing what these swaggots got out there.
Oh, they can't even touch it. He was a teenager then.
Yeah. Lose his kid.
Word after word. In the motherfucking ghetto. Thanks for nothing, motherfucker, that's for real. One of the Ten Commandments is thou shall not kill. Tell that motherfucker with the gun in my face, or should I run from this place and get shot in the back? That's an act of insanity. Please, no profanity, says the radio, but fuck you. I'ma do what I wanna do, I'm just telling facts. Cause blacks are killing blacks. Niggas stepped on my shoe and I shot him in the back. Ain't no thing, got a gang, you'll all get shot too. Once I squeeze the trigger, your crew is through. Think I'm bluffing, then try me. Today you'll all die, see. I got a bullet for you and your posse. I don't bullshit, no need to talk shit. The fuse is in your asshole and you just lit it. To live is evil, evil to live, you learn that. Put it in your holy Bible and burn that. Word after word. Niggas are fearing, appearance so gruesome, niggas are disappearing. Put up your fist, what is this? I got a Mac 11, once I squeeze the trigger, you're in hell or heaven. I ain't waiting around for nobody to be found. Bullet to the head, leave another nigga dead. You gotta be suicidal to fuck with a homicidal brother. Suffocated under a pillow, intended to smother. Hell days, death nights, midnight, the witch's hour. Damien is your maker and he loves a blood shower. It's time to die, but bye bye, you better cry now. You better run or something, cause it's do or die. If you need an ass, kick your chicken in your rib cage. You was a good one, it read on your obituary page. Call me a hoe, them fighting words. As I'm reciting words, suckers are rewriting my words. It's simple and plain to see, plain and simple to see. That I'm Eshawn, man, I'm great. Use a sucker for weight. This is just the style that I'm using, confusing the suckers. Cause they stupid motherfuckers. Word after word. Never thought I'd turn into a criminal, so here I go, once again. When I rhyme, I sin. Niggas commit suicide as soon as I begin. Misled, another nigga dead. See, I love the sight of blood, cause my favorite color's red. I'm smashing suckers, crashing suckers' dreams. And when you see Sean, you start to scream. I'm hard like concrete, funky like pins.
212. Yo, this one goes out to everybody out there that's walking on the flat line out their mind. Walking on the flat line, nine when I rhyme, I'm flying in the Benz two-seater. Holding on my heater, need a green leaf. Bitch, don't get your ass smoked like Reaper. Sending you quicker to meet your motherfucking Jesus. Believe this, hell on earth, how much is your life worth? For 36 O's, I'll leave you with your eyes closed. Forever doze, I arose the day of the dead. Coming through with the ooh, just to paint your town red. I said, unholy, you got scared. Cause the day I rode around, the world wasn't prepared. My style's in a must, ending lust. In with us, I'm off bird, but
this is all, and I'll never go. So give me a call, I'll murder you all.
Real life product, mechanical mind, smoking botanicals. Deconstruct and reconstruct your whole structure. Roll your block till it busts ya. If you get knocked off, your money is still cluster. Getting clocked by another hustler. In this game, it ain't no truster, it ain't no juster. So if you fuck us, bullets to bust. Retaliation is a must. Plus, a code of silence to this underworld violence. Violence, violence. A code of silence to this underworld violence. Blood money, cocaine got my nose runny, but I somehow still managed to stay dummy. Roll up you in the truck like a crash test dummy. Mind starts to the bitches round the world, they love me. But ain't no love for these hoes, I treat them all like foes. I'm smoking with the 44 like hydros. Money is the key to end all your woes. Your ups, your downs, you're getting high, getting low. But money be the root of all evil, I suppose. That same evil got blood stains on my clothes.
That same evil got blood stains on my clothes.
That same evil got blood stains on my clothes.
This is all, and I'll never stall. So give me a call, I'll murder you all.
my money, cause it's coming up short. I just left coke, I'm child support. A witness to a murder, but I will not tell. Cause most of my niggas in the county jail. Amphetamines make me fiend the stack cream. Niggas on my team be gone off the lean. My hair falling out, it's turning gray cause I'm stressed. The police want me dead in the ward for my arrest. I can't do nothing plus the IRS. Know my telephone number and my home address. This nigga wanna murder me, the bitches say they hate me. My heart been feeling like it bust on me lately. I'm gone in this motherfucker, mind don't know it. The simple situations in life I can't avoid. Niggas out to murder me cause they never heard of me. America's most player hated and underrated. Simply stated, niggas hate it, they wanna test. Punk, you've been accused of player hating, so confess. Oh my, no why. These niggas hate me so much, it's cause I can't be touched. I'm diabolical, sinister, man, I murder your minister. Winister, narcotta, real life product. And I'm stressed. Nigga on creep, my pistol be under my pillow every time I sleep. Niggas wanna see me 6 feet under the earth. I wish I was never ever born for what it's worth. Now I got a problem, suicidal in every way. I don't even know if I'ma live another day. Seems like everybody against me on the planet. Niggas can't say that I was born a schizophrenic. I see things with my eyes that ain't there. Knowing it ain't fair, raised not to care. How could you wanna be me when nigga you don't know me? Day, I'm stressed out and unholy. A homicidal fighter, recital with what I write. Some truckers get suicidal with sight of a mic. Nigga, what motherfucker you know with a breath? Every time they say my name, nigga scared to death. My name's Bark Spear in the hearts of pumps and hoes. Resurrect my intellect and I arose. Suppose you knew how I was, you wouldn't guess. I need professional help because I'm stressed. Stressed the fuck out. Light years away, you can't glitch with this, so I can't resist to place you in a twist. You were hurt in this, I just ain't understanding. Planet capers like the killer, you bout as me as commanding. Hand in your resignation, you ain't representing. Get a lyrical impeachment like your man Bill Clinton. If you know like I know, and your flow to get dough. We used to be toe-to-toe, now we said crack like CeeLo. Oh no, you think you sound like the old Motown. But I'm from New Detroit, we make the world go round, boy. Prettiest women. If you catch me on the water, boy, I won't be swimming. If you got a fat bush, girl, it's just the trimming. Black girls with blonde hair like little Kimmin. I be the ESJJM in the corners I'm bending. No need for pretending. winning. Charlie Batch, I'm winning. Detroit Lions and Tigers, Jeffrey Feiger, my thoughts of Orgian. Sing you like a scorpion with this lyrical torturing. A 7 in my Ellie Rider, who you telling? I come from OZ selling, straight belling and real life yelling. And time warped till nowadays.
Starter cap you can get.
Oh, man, dude, they smell horrible. But, you know, after about a six-pack or a pint of Jack in you, you can wear a lot of fucked-up shit on your head and you won't even think about it, you know?
Yeah.
So, it was all good. We had some epic pictures. Great pics.
Hey, Stitch, if you can't call in again, bro, you got like an echo.
Afterwards, but, you know.
What the fuck?
So, I mean, you were coming from Detroit, you know, you've seen, I mean, there is a lot of creativity in Detroit, in Michigan, period. You know what I'm saying? You know, obviously, Isham kicked off a lot of shit, but there is a lot of creativity. You know, we can't hate on everybody else. I just particularly point out the clowns because they're fucking idiots, but on the fact of what you did, what kind of reactions did you get running around performing with a octopus on your head? I mean, was it positive shit? Or and also another question I want to ask you, did you ever take the octopus off your head and throw it into the crowd?
Well, here's the thing, and not a lot of people know this except for, you know, people here and, you know, some of my inner circle, but I never performed. That's something a lot of people don't understand.
Oh, wow.
How did you get on BET? How did you get a reality, pilot and this and that if you never fucking did a show, right? And I never did one show, not one, all right? Now, granted, every theater around here in Metro Detroit has asked me to do shows, but my angle back then was, I want to be as scarce as the most, you can't find me, you can't get me, you can't pay for me because I ain't around, I'm not there. How hard is it going to be to find me now? You want me now because I'm so scarce, you know what I mean? And that was my angle, you know, and it actually worked for me because it brought the TV production companies knocking on my door. I never did a show, but yet I still was on, you know, BET and all that other type of shit. You know, I had a really good gimmick. And, you know, coming from Michigan, you've got to have a gimmick. I don't care what anybody says. Maybe out west, you guys don't need gimmicks, but in Michigan, you need a fucking gimmick. Eminem, Kid Rock, ICP, Isham, all had great gimmicks. All of them had great gimmicks.
You got to stand out. There's so many people, in other words.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the only way you're going to get noticed here in Michigan because this is, it's kind of like Adam said. It's, you know, crabs in a bucket. Nobody helps each other out
here. Octopuses in a bucket.
Yeah. The radio doesn't help anyone here. They don't, you know, they take the cash and all that.
Fuck the radio.
Yeah, fuck the radio. But back then, I knew that I had to have a good gimmick, and I slapped an octopus on my head, and everyone was like, damn, that guy's got dregs. He's a white guy. I'm like, no. That's not dregs. Look a little closer. That's a fucking octopus that comes to mind.
Those are tentacles. Not rubber
bands.
Yeah,
their minds were fucking blown.
They're fucking tentacles, yeah.
Everyone
still
thought I had dreads. A white guy with dreads. I was like, no, dude, look closer.
The fucking tentacles.
In Street Masters, I interviewed fucking mafia kingpins, whores, women that had dildo parties, you name it. But you were one of the fucking interviews that stood out the most for me. I mean, I still remember telling the Street about it. Hey, I know this dude. He kidnaps people for a living. And he raps with an octopus on his head. And he says, what the fuck? That was his word. He didn't even know how to take it. He didn't even know how to take it. But stick around, guys. I'm going to play some more of this Isham classic. You can't play Isham classics without playing Nadas classics. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, blasphemy, baby. Blasphemy.
Yeah. Which one do you want?
Whatever you got. Blasphemy. Anything off that record is dope.
Off of Blasphemy? All right, well, shit, man.
about to do some dirt, maybe?
Here's my favorite. Here's my favorite one. Here's my favorite one off Blast.
Love that one.
Hey, yo.
Wait,
what's up, nigga? We some cool motherfuckers. But check it out, we gotta get some shit out our system. So, we gon' drop it on one like this, you know what I'm saying? Not a sinner's raggedy motherfucker, can't shit up. Yo, you all on my dick, I think you better get up. Yo, Eshawn, what's up, nigga? I say, yo, Eshawn, what's up, nigga? I ain't gon' say too much on this motherfucking track. Check it out, I got a little friendly word for all you suckers out there.
Hey yo, check this shit out. Niggas all on my dick, you know what I'm saying? Bitches all on my dick, cops all on my dick, you know? What I mean by dick is niggas need to get their own pussy to fuck. Like this mic is my pussy, you know? Niggas on my shit, fight my shit, whatever. I ain't gonna be having that shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm down for my motherfuckers need to get their own motherfucking business, you know what I'm saying? Cause they just getting on my motherfucking nerves. That's why I'm saying this shit right here. Niggas need to stay off my dick, bro.
You need to stay off his dick, you need to stay off his dick.
And all y'all bitches need to stay off my dick.
You need to stay off his dick, you need to stay off
his dick. Them pro-damn cops need to stay off my dick, bro.
You need to stay off his dick, you need to stay off his dick.
Riggity pop, 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 pop. Riggity pop, 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 pop. Riggity pop, 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 pop. Riggity pop, 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 pop.
Can you hear my battle cry? Can you look me in the eye? Did you feel the heat when I let you cast? Crackle in the sky, don't get caught in the blood shower. Don't die, you're no coward. The night is mine, cause I was born in the midnight hour. Never should have let my hate for this world develop. See, now I give less than a fuck. It's time to raise the hell of gun blast. Piggity pop, pop, pop. Crash the deck, it's the season of the head. Hunter chop, chop, head check. Hypochondriac, insomniac. I'm reaching in my nutsack. Nigga, fuck that, bust that me, I bust back. What's I come out? Coma, come about this meditation. I'ma start chasing niggas down with retaliation. Into the ATA, yes, back up in this bitch hell. Yes, what you hearing ain't no fucking test. Just say farewell to the fact that this body count, I'm down to the 2-1. Cause murder's fun, don't run. My shot is gone, then freeze them till he's numb.
Pop, pop, piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop.
Pop, pop, piggity pop, pop. I don't give a fuck if you a motherfucking cop. What's up now, nigga, finger on the trigger. Boom, boom, grave digger, body bag zipper. You ain't shit, bitch, you gon' die. Made my mama cry, you murdered my brother, why? Seen ya in the squad car, pop that bitch up. Bullets went through your chest, now doctors can't stitch you up. I'm coming to the hospital, critical condition. I know you won't like support, so now I'm on a mission. Grab the ski mask in the fofo mag. Nigga, I won't rest until you pissing in the bag. You killed my brother and now I'm gonna kill you. He won't rest in peace until these slugs feel you. Room 212, I'm sending your ass to hell. Pop steam in the head and watch his body turn pale.
Pop, pop, piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop.
The pill, cock the steel. I got the skills to kill. I'm for Detroit like Grant Hill. You all alone, nigga. Tonight is on, nigga. I got the chrome and I'm busting for your dome, nigga. Pop, 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 nigga, pop. So you drop, 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 nigga, drop. Got that blood clot hole in your head, chatty ass nigga. I'll be glad when you dare. Once I get to squeezing at my reasons, a revolver, my problem solver. So tell your mama sayonara. Why die, die, dang? Why die, 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 dang? Hey, listen to my Glock go pop, pop. And I like that the way your blood be spilling up, pushing up on the cocky so fast. Never let me see you slipping, cause I'm down to blasting your ass. And I got that Glock cock with my finger on the trigger right now. And I know my homie would have did the same for me, so now I'm
pop, pop, piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop.
My head been hurting since 83. Since birth, my mama's been afraid of me. I was raised by the streets, I was made to be a young nigga making cash so easily. I rolled in a town full of players and snitches. Every nigga I know be dying for riches. OG's 8 kilos to pound. Nigga, jump your ass right out of bounds. 7 MILE's where I ride. Cause I roll through your town like suicide. If you see me on the streets, got a bloody pistol. Triple beam OG, get cut with crystal. Might come to your hood and I'll kill your crew. Put a crack house right next door to you. If I fuck your bitch, man, it's all in the game. I done nutted in her mouth and don't know her name. Might come to your hood with my bad intentions. To fuck all the bitches with the hair extensions. If you see a nigga leaning to the side of my ride, just look for the joint in my mouth and you can say I'm fried. You can say I'm fried. I got a traffic violation warrant for my arrest. 2 dope cases pending, pleading no contest. Had to beat a nigga ass at the liquor store. Cause he said he wouldn't sell me alcohol no more. Fuck that. I gotta get my
buzz and die. Get high, still DWI. What the fuck y'all know about a millionaire? Getting money, slapping hoes, screaming, I don't care. I'm the neighborhood crook, screaming, fuck the hook. I'm the nigga that snatched your mom's pocketbook. Wicked shit, shit don't stop forever. Player haters hate me, nigga, whatever. I've been fucking these hoes since 94. I'm screaming, fuck these tricks in 96. Real life, ill life, fucking dykes, hanging with dykes, screaming what it be like. Nigga riding, high siding, suiciding, murder riding. Nigga, you can say I'm fried. You can say I'm fried. I like money and everything that comes with that. I like pussy and big old ass is fat. I like hoes and suck dick at the drop of a dime. Put a gun in your mouth and let it blow your mind. Bitch boy, my name's Eshawn for real. Nigga steal, I'll kill for my dollar bill. So real, I'm out for the fortune and gain. Street politics, tricks to cocaine. Sitting in a crack house earning my snaps. Way before I was busting the rap. It's the COCAINE. Now my lips speak dope on the MIC. So fuck what you heard about me before. I'm the same old nigga. Each time's dope ho.
What the fuck happened to that shit? That's what
you
I want to
hear. That shit no more, man. You do not hear that type of music being made at all no more. That's a fucking classic. God damn, whole string of them.
Yeah. I mean, what the fuck happened to that shit? I mean, it's just fucking awful. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I remember, you know, say every year when I was a kid, when I was younger, there was like three things I looked forward to. One of them was the new Eshawn album, was a new Nadas album. You know what I'm saying? You always look forward to that. You know, 2001 came around. I was like, yeah, fucking new Eshawn coming out. Tongues, you know, I'm gonna try to review it in the Murder Doll. I did. 2002 comes out. I find out this motherfucker signed a Psycho Wax shit. I was like, no, are you kidding me? No, you know what I'm saying? They put out the Acid Rain. I think Violent Gay was all over that thing.
He himself in a bucket of crap too.
It was like a mixtape or some shit. And then the Repentance came out and A1 Yola. You know, I was excited about the A1 Yola. It had a video to every song, but he was losing. You could tell that over there at Psycho Wax shit, he was losing that edge that he had from Dead Flowers, that edge from Closed Casket, Tongues, and Male Dominance. And then, man.
He kind of tapered off after that, too. I don't know. It's hard to go from, like, Dead Flowers, like, every track, even if the beats alone were just fucking gritty. And hard, you know, and raw shit. Once you heard when the beats kick in, you know the rest of the fucking song is gonna be just acid. That was that shit. It's like something like Repentance. Like it's a big drop off.
Huge drop off. And you know, this Venus Flytrap. The only song I really heard off of it was the Bath Salt song. And, man, I was like, nah, this can't be. You know what I'm saying? This just can't be. But you know, I'm hoping Eshawn's listening tonight, and hopefully, you know, he'll go back and rediscover what made him musically. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
and take this shit back, please take it back. This motherfucker over here is being spoiled and erased. So take this.
The
shit
game
back.
Needs it. The fucking game needs it. You know what I'm saying? Now more than ever, because you got these dudes running around with this fuck shit. You got to go back to the roots, man. It's almost like watching a boxer that you like growing up, or a fighter. You know, his first 30, 40 fights, you know, he's just killing shit. And then, you know, he kind of should have retired, but he's just lingering around fighting people, getting his shit kicked out of him. I don't want to see Eshawn go out like that, man. If he's going to go out, I want him to go out on the level of a fucking Dead Flowers, or on the level of a fucking Tongues, and I know you can't recreate those particular albums, but at least go back and get that fucking feel. You know what I'm saying?
That hard hitting, that aggression throughout the album is unmatched, man. There's that raw aggression throughout each fucking song.
I mean, it's just. You got to go. I mean, what happened to the concepts? I mean, he's doing a lot of drug shit now. You what's with this El Chupacabra fucking thing? I mean, really? Are you kidding me? With all the talent you got, you're supposed to be the fucking Dr. Dre in Detroit, man. The fucking the super producer of the Midwest. I don't know, man. You know, I don't know. Maybe he's been hearing too many voices in his head.
I'll tell you what, too, man. Now would be like a real good time for like a Nas comeback track or something, or at least an album, because dude, with this motherfucker coming out claiming your shit. Boy, if Eshawn, Mastermind, and TNT came back together and just smashed on this motherfucker one good time to show him how action rap was done and how it's supposed to be done.
Throw dice, man. Throw dice on a few tracks.
Yeah, throw dice in that bitch, and you're going to re-cement that shit. Like,
dice is killing shit right now. Shit. You know what I'm saying? With that
morphine.
I mean,
that's that shit, yeah.
Yeah, dice
sure.
is killing. Throw him on a few tracks. Resurrect this shit with the fucking Nodis album. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, all I see, you know, I see Dice doing his thing. I see Mastermind doing his thing. Like I said, Mastermind never stopped.
That new brain on with issues. Damn.
Yeah. Just come back with that shit, man, because we need that shit. Like this song right here, Voices in My Head. Who the fuck is doing anything like this? Still to this day, 20 fucking years old, man. Check this shit out.
You're better off dead.
You should kill yourself.
Was really?
I hear voices in my head telling me go ahead. Something in my mind says I'm
better
off dead. 13 ways and still counting them down. 9 bodies floating in the river and never found. Seems like I'm drowning in my own conception. I'm my worst enemy with no exception. Cross my heart and hope to die in many ways. I look on the bright side, but there's no better day. Voices are calling me, but I can't. Calling back, I drown my sorrows in a bottle of cognac. People think, what's the matter? The sound, the pitter patter. I'm losing my mind as I walk up Jacob's ladder. Can I find sanity? You hear what I'm saying, man? Some men keep telling me to kill myself. Goddamn, they think I'm better off
dead.
But I'm losing my mind, man. 'Cause I hear voices in my head.
Cause I'm beyond that and past walk a flat line. And dead body talk lines make me walk blind. I don't sniff lines, 45 slugs in my mind. Sometimes I feel I'm on a flat line, man, I need some therapy.
Fuck, nigga, off, fuck, bitch.
I'm having suicidal thoughts, brain cells dead from the coma, my aroma dead, body rotten, gone but not forgotten, seems like you forgot, man I took one shot, now I lay me down to sleep, body hot, rot, got no love when I was a toddler, now I swallow bullets for fun, playing games with the gun, hope I spit up, get up, throw up, mind blow up, I told my teacher I want to be like Hitler when I grow up, now I got a mental block, got the pussy hammer cock, tick tock, and you don't stop, make the pussy pop, to the break of dawn, to the break of dawn, what's the kid is on, 357 chrome plated to my dome. Now I know you wanna know about knowing what I'm knowing. If you knew me, you would know that I'd be flowing. Dead boy killer, gorilla still a illa chiller. I'm going out of my mind on the real of Manila, man. I need some therapy.
Motherfucker don't know me, running up in my face, bitch, bitch back.
What you think about the psychedelic, funkadelic relic in my maggot brain? All type of things happen insane. I can't explain how I wonder. Let me take you under witness. Suicidalist, ain't afraid to die. Who wonder why I think this way? So we all gotta die one fucking day. Ain't no way I'ma say I love you now. Cause my heart's so cold, I don't know how. Now you hate what you create. Wicked mind state, got a date with death and what's left my fate. Fuck tomorrow, no sorrow, I live today. And I don't give a fuck about what you say. I'ma ride this, suicide this, I decide this life I live, all take no give. And if I take some back, then I must be wrong. But then men don't sing no fucking songs. I need some therapy.
Fuck, I ain't got no love for no bitches out this motherfucker. I ain't got no love for no niggas out this motherfucker.
All you niggas out there that ain't making no money. Blind like Stevie Wonder, the system trying to take me under. My whole team pops galenes, no more triple beam dreams or amphetamines. I got a problem with the FBI. I'm always like, fuck 'em, motherfuck 'em. I made $1 million and got the fuck out of Detroit. Niggas hate me, that they wanna kill me. Player haters can't feel me. I'm underground, so check the sound. You won't catch me on your radio dial. So fuck that shit and bump this shit. If you ain't with this shit, suck a fat dick. You old broke ass, hoe ass, never getting no cash. It's time to make another million, and I never went platinum. It's time to make another million. It's time to make another million. I'm underground, underground, bitch. It's time to make another million. On this side of the blood. Hold up, wait a minute. Your radio ain't shit if my tape ain't in it. So now I'm going all out, and I'ma smoke on the gas till I fall out. You can't stop my flow, hell no. If you's a hoe, you got to go. Street politician, connection with chickens. The night before Christmas, pop Charles Dickens. Can't nobody do it like me, I'm the incredible Bruce Wayne, please. Last of the red hot loving MCs. Nigga, what? Smack your bitch booty while I'm busting the nut. My flow is still like a virus. My words speak out to a thug like Cyrus. Kidnap your mind and hold it for ransom. The murder I wrote is a suicide note, and it's time to make another million. It's gonna shoot me now. It's time to make another million.
another million. You ain't heard, nigga. It's time to make another million. What? What? Nigga, what?
What?
Feel like that? What?
Bruce Wayne, nigga. Bruce Wayne.
And I'm rich for real. You better go ask the IRS about me, nigga. What? What, nigga? What?
Bruce Wayne, what?
Life's fairly, merrily, merrily. Life is but a dream. In my nightmare, my boat rolls
down the bloody stream. Infrared beams follow me wherever I go. At night, close my eyes, total darkness to grow. 666 got me wishing I was heaven sent. The east side of hell, ho, that's where I represent. Bloody money got my life unfunny. Shit starting, niggas going crazy like Martin. I'm out my mind in this bitch on the daily. For the dogs looking at me, foaming after my foot, rabies. I got a message for the thugs, get plugged. Get your grave dug, get your bloody body drug. You know my title is, suicidal is. With the chrome in my fist, I don't miss. It's the E to the S to the H-A-M. And I heard you tell somebody you was hating him, but the simple fact is you can't relate to them. Niggas cash come quicker than an ATM. Way too grim, bitch get smacked with the tech nine. When I holler out real life, best respect mine. Crime is life, and life is crime. But what would life be without a real life rhyme? Niggas ahead of time and space, can't be erased or replaced with motion to face. Dead body after dead body, case after case. Still keep the tweety tucked down in my waist. For the radio dish jock, I might pop 17 in your body till you fall off the charts. Cause the trigger got no heart. King of hearts, when the cards are laid. All heaven to burn.
Life After Death, Not As Fucking Blasphemy, Kill the Fetus, Closed Casket, Do You Believe in God, Maggot Brain Theory, fuck, I'm not going to name them all, but
damn,
pretty much there's about 15 to 16, you know, real life production releases that were just fucking just incredible.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, shit happened. Shit transformed, but at least we got that type of a catalog. You look at somebody like Eazy-E, he only left behind two albums and an EP. One was posthumous, one was after he died, so he really only left behind an EP, two EPs and an album. You know, at least with Isham, I'm not saying the man's dead, you know, he ain't dead, but he needs to come back. I do feel that he left. Yeah, I do feel he left his true body of work, you know, because the shit he's doing now, I just, man, I can't get into. I just can't get into.
I don't fuck with the dubstep. I can't fuck with the noise of the dubstep. Ain't my shit.
Yeah. Yeah, me either. Me either. But, you know, I'm going to get you guys final thoughts, and then I'm going to speak my piece, and we're just going to play a few more songs and get the fuck out of here. But, Adam, we're going to start with you, being that you live in Detroit or in that area. What were your thoughts of Isham then and now?
Then and now?
Yeah.
Well, back then,
I mean, that was the shit. I mean, his music, bar none. I mean, if you liked rap, you were lived out here, there was nobody doing anything remotely like that. It was so new. It was so... he was a pioneer, you know, and that's why to this day, you know, everyone pretty much, whether grudgingly or not, gives it up for Isham and Kid Rock because they both pioneered our rap scene here in Detroit, both of them, hand in hand.
Isham said before, didn't Kid Rock pretty much go to the Isham School of Rap? I heard that Isham pretty much helped him with his word craft and his lyrics. Didn't Isham help Kid Rock out early on in his career?
You know, there is a lot of interesting stories about how that all played out back in the day. They did meet eye to eye at some point. I don't care what either of them say. It's just... that's what went down. They did meet eye to eye. They both recognized that the other one was doing some fly shit. And they had some talks. They probably hung out a couple times. I'm guessing Isham probably helped Kid Rock a little more than he helped him. Okay? And they did some, you know, they helped each other out on a few tracks.
They both helped.
Then ICP came on the scene. ICP came on the scene. And they both realized, and, you know, ICP realized that the big dogs on the scene were Isham and Kid Rock. And mind you, this is back in the 90s. Those guys are, you know, still young. But what they did was they paid Isham and Kid Rock to be on their record. Because neither one of them would do it. Neither one of them wanted to be on their record, but they paid them. They smacked down some dillies, some ducats. They're like, hey, here's $500, $600, $800, whatever it was, be on my record. And Kid Rock did, you know, Is That You or whatever that track was. And Kid, you know what CD I'm talking about? It was an EP. Kid Rock and Isham both appeared on that EP. And that kind of gave them the credibility. And, everyone was like, damn, Isham and Kid Rock are both on their fucking track, you know, their EP. And these guys must know what the fuck they're doing. You know what I mean?
That kind of propelled
them to the next level.
But fuck Kid Rock, though. I can't get into Kid Rock's music. But I feel you, though. I feel you on that. They definitely bit off of them. Kid Rock and Isham was like right and left titties. And ICP, they both needed a nipple to suck. And that's pretty much what happened, if you think about it.
That's a great way to put it. That's a great way to put it.
That's yeah. Let me go to you, Six. What does Isham mean to you as far as his music goes then, you know, growing up as a kid and now? I mean,
oh, man, then and now, it's like almost polar opposite. Then that was some soundtrack shit, man. Every album also was, like, unique and different. Closed Casket did not sound like Mel Diamond's, like Mel Diamond's didn't sound like Dead Flowers and all the Nada's albums, too. Shit, www.com, we could worldwide, I still think that sounds like some future shit. I haven't heard nothing that close yet. So to me, that was some groundbreaking shit that was ahead of its time, some pioneer shit. Now you go to the day, I think the problem with Isham was that, you know, the dubstep, all he was doing was shit that was already done, and he was just kind of doing, like, adding his shit to it. He wasn't really pioneering as much as he was adding his little twist of fucking dubstep or whatever the fuck he was doing. He wasn't really trying to fucking do new shit like he was back in the day with all the different concept albums, like you said. He's just kind of shoehorning into dubstep and doing all these songs that kind of just sound like art noise in the background with auto-tune and different voice effects. So it's completely night and day now. And I think what we do need to do is you need to come back with that shit and really just take it back from Chance. Because the fact that I'm letting that dude run away with this shit and Google is recognizing skinny boy jeans as the new model for acid rap and shit, it's not a good look. And, you know, shout out to Mastermind for still being consistent
each release still sounds like fucking acid rap, as authentic as it could be. And that dubstep shit needs to kind of stop. So,
yeah, you're right, you're right.
Back in the day now, night and day.
I agree 100%. And, you know, I'm just, you know, what I would say about Isham was his music for me, I mean, I started listening to him in sixth grade. I'm 35 years old now. You know, so I was pretty much raised off of his music, you know, you know, along with Eazy-E and Ice-T and you know, guys like that. I mean, of course, I heard them before I heard Isham, but Isham was way different than N.W.A., way different than the Ghetto Boys, Poison Clan, any of them dudes. I mean, his music, it just every beat was different. You know what I'm saying? You could tell it was Isham. You could tell it was an Isham song, but it just had different elements. And I'm going to try to close out the show with, you know what I'm saying, a bunch of different songs like I've been playing all night, you know, just to give you people an idea, you newbies, you children that were born in 1995 or 1990, an idea of what this shit was and what it meant to us and how it affects us now, seeing it getting flushed down the fucking toilet. And its creator, its fucking inventor, just sitting there not doing a fucking thing about it. You know, say, I don't know, what you in culinary class or whatever the fuck, congratulations, man. Do your thing. Get your Emeril Lagasse on. You know, become Buddy the Cake Maker, whatever the fuck you're going to do. But at least defend your shit, if anything. Come back and defend your shit. And,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Your day one-er shouldn't have to do it for you. You know what I'm saying? We already done enough for you by buying your music. You know what I'm saying? We put money in your fucking pockets. Now you got to come back and honor those words. The wicked shit will never die.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Honor what you said to all of us when we were younger. And that's how we're going to end the show, man. Thanks for tuning in. Tomorrow night we got DMG of Face Mob. You know what I'm saying? He put out some albums on Rap A Lot Records.
Mm-hmm.
He was on all the Face Mob projects. There's a new Face Mob album coming out. Next week we should have a Face Mob interview if everything goes right. Also, Luke, he might be coming on the show. And, of course, who the fuck knows, man? Saturday night, man, we got one hell of a show.
Oh,
we got
TQ
coming on. KFYB. You know, Fuck You Bitch Radio is going to have its first platinum and gold selling artist, man. I look forward to hearing how that turns out, so... Tune in.
You know how we are. You know how
check out the show graphic. Check out the show graphic. It's
don't report that. That's a piece of pastry. That's not the biggest gaping asshole, folks. That's just pastry. Don't complain.
Hey, I don't care what you say it is. It's going to get reported. It's going to get reported.
It's a fucking pastry, you bunch of prunes.
It's actually pastry. Yeah. He blended pastry into a big broad's asshole. I don't know how he did it, but he did it.
I'll post it before picture on the UGS radio page so folks can stop bitching. It's an asshole.
Oh my God. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Isham, I'm glad you can make it. Shout out to Mastermind TNT. Don't know where the fuck you're at, but you got to come on the Murder Master Music Show.
Tony Montana Mob Music someday.
Yeah, we've been waiting on Tony Montana Mob Music. Then it was, what was it after that?
Bomber album, all that shit.
Come on.
I saw my calendar.
Shout out to, a special shout out to Shahid for the upcoming Worthy album with the cut from Lynch and the Dayton family is now signed to Dark Desire Entertainment. 2013, The Ball's in Motion.
Yeah, wasn't that funny? Now that you brought him up, I got to speak about him a little bit. Let me speak on the dead. Once you dug him up, I should say, that Lynch thing, I put that fucking shit together. But what did he do? He tried to take credit for it. It never happened, of course, because certain people, DJ or TJ, whatever the fuck, he wasn't on his A game. But basically, I interviewed Lynch, and I had Lynch ready to collaborate with Isham. And that would have been one hell of a fucking collaboration. But what do you have now in 2013? Now you got juggalos that don't know their history trying to say that Lynch created acid rap when, in fact, Lynch created the sickness. You know what I'm saying? So,
there's two different types of music, you dummies, you face-paint idiots. That Noxzema and shit, all that little mascara must be leaking in their bloodstream and making them stupid. Little waterheads and face paint.
Yeah, good luck at getting gainful employment. with 25,000 holes in your head. Yeah, with Violent J's dickhead tattooed on your lip. That's just, I can't see a grown man putting another man's face on his body.
Hey, you'll see a bunch of them. Bunch of, yeah.
I mean, shouts out to ITT for also being hell of a salesman duo for just fucking ripping off these rooms for years and continuing to do so hilariously. Good
I see
what y'all doing.
You got people, and I can guarantee you, you got people taking their food stamps and selling them just to get money to get
Ninja
gathering
food.
Tickets.
Uh-huh.
So they could travel from Seattle all the way to Southern Illinois and go to some backwoods forest with a cave and follow their friends around shitting in. Can you imagine how nasty the porta potties are over there? Fucking cave worms crawling out of there and everything. Oh man, the smell! I bet you. I mean, it smells like a stockyard. It's
gathering.
Livestock.
They also commit bestiality because they had that fucking cart into bestiality. So,
yeah.
Good shit to all you animal fuckers at the Earth Gathering.
Oh,
but man. Guess who's getting the last laugh, though?
Huh?
I said, guess who's getting the last laugh on all that?
Who's that?
Well, think about it. I mean, the Gathering, you got all these fucking.
Oh, ICP. Yeah, they're laughing to the bank.
Of course.
Yeah, those two guys, they're getting paid. They're millionaires and getting paid.
Oh,
on a regular, and I don't. Who knows if they even give a shit about their juggalos? You know, I don't
they
care.
Take off the face paint. They take the face paint off. And they fucking high five and shit. And
I'm sure they
laugh
at shit. I have to assume that they think it's funny at this point.
Yeah, they got to. They got to be thinking.
The FBI
themselves.
Thought they were a gang. I mean.
Oh,
really? Juggalos? A gang? Really? Come on.
There's just no way. But they are running around in packs, like the savage animals that they are.
You can defeat them easily with hand soap. You just take the bottle, just open it and fucking douse them with the hand soap water. Or just palm olive.
It's like pouring salt on a slug. I mean.
That's why, you remember the Wizard of Oz, when they got to the Wicked Witch?
Throw some soap and water at them. Get two super soakers, a double barrel super soaker.
Oh,
one's gonna have some palm olive in it, and the other one's gonna have some high power water pressure. Just shoot these motherfuckers.
Over.
You know,
load to the Gathering in a fire truck, loaded to the brim.
Gulp and first blood, hose them down.
Yep.
You know, I mean that's what you're gonna have to do. You have to hose the dingleberries out of 10,000 juggalos assholes. Oh, okay, we're going back
and
to some music now.
Shouts out to the juggalos one more time, though. I do approve throwing shit at that goofy, big-headed T.S. tequila bitch. That was fine.
Well, rocks, glass, and shit. So feces, rocks, and glass combined together. I mean, it's kind of like putting garlic in bullets. You're going to shoot somebody and you're going to give them an infection. So if you mix glass, rocks, and feces, once they hit the target, the excrement is going to cause some type of typhoid fever, possibly hepatitis. I would be willing to bet my life it would be a form of hepatitis B, C, or QXRZ, whatever the fuck they got. AIDS. You know, they probably got AIDS. Nonetheless, thank you for tuning in, everybody. Mr. Skrillion 6, thank you for tuning in and being a part of this show. Isham, thanks for showing up, buddy. I really appreciate it. You've been great to me over the years, and I look forward to all the other things you can do for me in the next 20 years or so. So take care, Isham, and I hope everything goes good when you're making cakes and pizza pies like Buddy.
Ever dance with the devil in the pale of light? Ever dance with the devil in the pale of light? Fuck me, you can't hold me back. Don't watch your step, cause some might sleep and some have slept for me.
motherfucking sounds. And Eshawn Power pronounced, bitch. I hit the switch, cause I got this shit hooked up. And my shit pure before it's cooked up. More money, that's what it's all about. Young hoes, it's all about digging your mouth. Unholy, nigga with the real life crew. We talk about real life shit we've been through. Fuck the Reverend 187 and fuck heaven, cause the wicked shit'll never die. I'm doing it 24/7. Reverend, cause my dick might slip out. I don't give a fuck about heaven, cause the wicked shit'll never die. I'm doing it 24/7. The wicked shit'll never die. I'm coming straight from the cradle to the grave, y'all. And motherfucker, I could never be a slave, y'all. I pack a gat and that's for real, though. But see, I'm nice with my hands and plus these fucking steel toes. I thought you knew it was just like this. I'm down to the end, cause I'm a suicidalist, yo. Where all my people's at, east or the west side? North side, south side, homicide. It don't matter, ain't no thing to me, cause it's all in you.
I like this, y'all. I like this.
the flat lines of the dead body talk lines when I walk lines. Thinking of excuses, mental abuses. Told you last year you should have murdered me. How you gonna kill a dead man so you never heard of me? I feel no pain, you can't hurt me if you squirt me. Till the tick tock with the hammer cock on the Glock. Infrared play connect the dots, blood clocks, blood stains. Here I go once again on the flat line. That line is my maggot brain. Got the funkadelic locked in my maggot brain.
So I know the nigga dead.
I got the funkadelic locked in my maggot brain.
So I know the nigga dead.
I think I'm crazy. I done seen all type of doctors, all type of coppers in helicopters. Thinking about drinking me some liquor. Drop me some acid to make my blood come quicker. I don't give a fuck about Mr. Dennis Archer. Cause from day one I was down with Coleman Young and Larry Nevers and Walter Butts. I hope you in prison, sucking no nuts and no justice, no peace. That's why I packed me a piece to protect me from the police. Cause they wanna kill a nigga, but still a nigga oozy way a ton, motherfucker, come and get some. But if you come, you came to the Terror Dome where there's only steel plated chrome in my maggot brain. Got the funkadelic locked in my maggot brain.
So I know the nigga dead. Nigga dead.
I got the funkadelic locked in my maggot brain.
So I know the nigga dead. Nigga dead.
Come down, you boy, let me bust with the automatic synthetic plastic toy. Unholy, I'm out my mind so much I need a brand new head. I'm good as dead, boy, cause I'm almost dead when I kick it. I like my shit, what? Wicked with the insane in the brain poetry. You know me, I'm that nigga killed the fetus back in 93. Voices in my head always trying to kill me. Now you wanna tell me you be knowing how I'm feeling. Good guy, you be illin' cause I'm rooting for the villain. Plain and simple, simple and plain. You know my name, I got a migraine in my maggot brain. I got the funkadelic locked in my maggot brain.
So I know the nigga dead. Nigga dead.
I got the funkadelic locked in my maggot brain.
So I know the nigga dead. Nigga dead.
Worry and say